And a good Wednesday evening to you from Seward, Nebraska. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball is on the air as the Dort College Defenders take on the Concordia Bulldogs in Great Plains Athletic Conference play this evening. The Dort College Defender women to start things off, taking on a Concordia Bulldog team that is among the best in the nation with a 22-2 record. Well, the Dort College Defenders come in 17-7. Dort College 10-6 in the conference. Concordia is 14-2. Good evening. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside. Seated just to the right of the Dort College bench area at the scores table here at the Walls Center. Let's take a look at these two teams. First of all, the Concordia Bulldog women. They are 22-2 overall, 14-2 with the GPAC. Their losses in the league are to Dort and Morningside. Drew Olson's team has won 8 games in a row, dating back to the January 2 loss to Dort College in Sioux Center. Bulldogs are averaging nearly 90 points per game and allow 65. They out-rebound teams 41.2 to 40.1. Concordia has forced 771 turnovers in 24 games and has given the ball up 433 times. Bulldogs are converting field goals at a 43.5% rate pace while limiting opponents to 40.1% shooting. Taylor Cockerell scores 15.6 points per game and has made a team-high 47 three-point shots and has 50 assists. Philly Lammers averages 14.7 points per game and tops the team in rebounding with a 6.7 average, and she has made 60.3% of her field goals. Quinn Rogge adds 11.2 points per game. Grace Berry's scoring average is 10.8, and she has a team-high 137 assists. The Defender women are 17-7 overall, 10-6 in the GPAC. They have losses in the league to Northwestern twice, Dakota Wesleyan twice, and Morningside twice. Dort is averaging 84 points per game. They give up 71. Dort also out-rebounds teams 46.7 to 36.2 and are converting 44.5% of their field goals while allowing 38% success for opponents. Erica Feenster is averaging 22.5 points per game with 60.4% field goal shooting. She gets a team-high 7.9 rebounds per game. Annie Rinesmith is good for 12.8 points per game, and she is making 32.3% of her three-point shots. She's made 41 three-pointers this year. Rachel Liefewold is good for 12.5 points per game and 7.1 rebounds, and she is making 53.2% of her field goals. Let's pause now for our national anthem. Continuing on then with a look at the Dort College Defender women. Last thing I told you was that Rachel Liefewold is making 53% of her field goals. Peyton Harmson adds 8.3 points per game. Sienna Stamnis is at 6.0 points per contest. Kenzie Bausman is good for 6.4 points per game. Harmson leads the team with 53 made three-point baskets. Rinesmith averages just under 5 assists per game. 12 defenders have played in 18 games or more this season. Most recent outing for these two teams, Dort College played 1 week ago this evening. They lost to Northwestern 77-70. Rachel Liefewold had a team-high 16 points with 8 rebounds, and Bausma came off of the bench to score 12 with 10 rebounds. Peyton Harmson and Erica Feenster each had 12, and Feenster grabbed 7 rebounds. The Concordia women prevailed in the Concordia Invitational Tournament with a pair of wins over the weekend at Ann Arbor, Michigan. Bulldogs were winners over Concordia, Michigan on Saturday for this championship, 82-56. Lammers scored 23 with 14 rebounds and 4 steals. Quinn Rogge scored 12. Cockerell added 14. Here are your starting lineups then for the Dort College Defenders. First of all, it'll be Erica Feenstra, a 6-foot sophomore from Hall, averaging 22.5 points per game. Sienna Stamness is a 5'10 sophomore from Rochester, Minnesota, averaging 6 points per contest. Peyton Harmson wears number 15. She is a 5'8 junior from Rock Rapids, averaging 8.3 points per game. Annie Rinesmith is a 5'8 junior from Shakopee, averaging 12.8 points per game. And Rachel Evavold is a 6'1 junior from Bloomington, averaging 12.5 points per game. Riley Sybil will start for Concordia. She's a 5'9 junior from O'Neill, Nebraska, 4.9 points per game. Taylor Cockerell is a 5'9 sophomore from Waverly, Nebraska, averaging 15.6 points per game. Quinn Rogge is a 6-foot senior from Crofton, Nebraska, averaging 11.2 points per game. Philly Lammers is a 5'11 junior from Omaha, averaging 14.7 points per outing. And Grace Berry is the point guard. She's a 5'7 junior from Lincoln, averaging 10.8 points per game. Dort College is on the board first. Erica Feenster with a 2-point basket. And now Dort College forces a turnover. They have the basketball back. Driving the lane is Rachel Evavold. She gets tied up as she receives the pass on the cut. And the Concordia Bulldogs get the basketball back. So Concordia has the basketball. And the Bulldogs will bring it into the front court. 2-0, our score, Dort College in front. They shovel it off to Sybil. And we have a foul called on the Dort College defenders. That will be against Peyton Harmson. That is Peyton's first foul. She's the 5'8 junior from Rock Rapids, shooting guard for the Dort College defenders. Pass over the top. Fresh 30 seconds to work with. Scoop shot with a left hand, and getting it to go is Concordia's Taylor Cockerell, averaging 15.6 points per game. She ties the game at 2-0. With the basketball, Annie Rinesmith back over to Stamness. Stamness up the floor, comes left side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, three ball off the heel, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Sybil. Sybil with the basketball. Sybil up the floor. She passes left side, three on the way, up and down for Cockerell. Cockerell with the three-point bucket, and the Concordia Bulldogs grab a 5-2 lead. Pass over the top, intended for Harmson. It's tipped. Harmson comes down with it in the right corner. Cross-court pass and an ill-advised pass. It's picked off. Rogge with it. Rogge relays it up with the right hand. Good. Quinn Rogge with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 7-2. So a fast start for the Bulldogs. They've scored on their last three possessions after Dort College scored on their first possession. Pass across the timeline comes to Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Harmson back outside. Stamness. Stamness. Evavold. Evavold to Feenstra. Feenstra up. Good. Erica Feenstra spins into the lane with the right hand. Gets the shot to go. Dort College trails 7-4. 7-4 the score. Berry with the basketball. Gives it up to Cockerell. Cockerell to Lammers. Lammers facing up against Evavold. They bring the double team. They kick it into the corner. Three on the way by Berry is off the mark. No good. Rebound taken down by Feenster. Now jump ball called, alternating possession. It is Dort College basketball. So the defenders get the basketball back. Bausma will check into the game. Sienna Stamness will check out with 7:46 remaining in the first quarter. Throwing the ball in will be Annie Rinesmith. Length of the floor in front of her. 30 seconds on the shot clock for the defenders. They get the ball inbounded to Rinesmith. Rinesmith loses the handle on it. Tie up, back to Concordia. Jump ball comes back to Concordia, and the Bulldogs will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Grace Berry. Berry left side, gets it into Lammers. Lammers in the lane, steps into the lane. Her shot no good. Challenging her was Bausma. Ball's down on the floor. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It is Dort basketball. So Dort gets the basketball back. Our officials today: Jeremy Becker, Chris Ehlers, and Dave Bryant. Ball is inbounded. Defenders up and running with it. Rinesmith over the top. Finds Harmson. Harmson, three ball. Missed it. No good, but there for the weak side. Rebound in the putback is Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 7-6. 7-6 our score. Berry gives it up. And we have a jump ball called on the pass underneath for Lammers. Blocking the shot was Evavold. Evavold actually came back down with it, and they call a jump ball, alternating possession. It is Concordia basketball. Smitsdorf is in. Van Manen is in for the defenders. Evavold is out for Dort College, as is Rinesmith. So it's Bausma, Van Manen, Smitsdorf, Feenstra, and Harmson right now. New player in is Koepke for Concordia. Her shot no good from the perimeter. Rebound taken away by Harmson. Here comes Dort College and Van Manen. Van Manen into the lane to Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf wheels with the left hand, and she is fouled on the trip to the basket. She will go to the free throw line and shoot two. The foul is charged to Quinn Rogge. That is foul number one on her. And Smitsdorf, a 6'1 sophomore from Coon Rapids, Minnesota, will shoot two free throws. First free throw on the way for Mari. Up, good. Ties it up at 7-7. Another free throw on the way for Smitsdorf. Trying to unlock the tie. And she does. It's 8-7. Dort College in front. Smitsdorf. Couple of made free throws for the defenders. Into the front court. Left-hand side is Berry. Berry gives it up. Cockerell. Cockerell looking down low. Instead comes back left side over to Berry. Berry right side to Rogge. Rogge into the lane against Smitsdorf. Kicks it back out. Long three on the way. Missed, no good. Rebound Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Long pass over the top for Feenstra. Feenstra is fouled from behind. That foul is charged to Koepke. That is foul number one on her. Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. 6:38 remaining, first quarter. A couple of free throws on the way for Feenstra. Feenstra with two field goals for the defenders so far. Kicks that free throw off the heel, no good. Feenstra, a 72% free throw shooter. Bausma checks out of the ball game. Dort College rotating five new players into the game. Four of them on the floor already, waiting the fifth, and Feenstra makes that free throw, makes one of two. She's got 5 points, and the defenders lead 9-7. 9-7, bringing the basketball up for Concordia is Cockerell. Cockerell with it on the right-hand side. They give it up to Rogge. Rogge, Cockerell. Cockerell cut off on the baseline. Comes back out front, Sybil. Sybil. Cross-court pass, Cockerell. Cockerell on the left wing, working on Ryan Smith. Lays it up too strong with the right hand. And a foul on the rebound. It's going to be charged against Concordia. And that foul is charged to Concordia's Colby Duvall. Duvall whistled for the personal, her first. Team foul number two against the Bulldogs. In the backcourt is Ryan Smith. Gets it across the timeline to Evavold. Evavold trying to split the defense. Kicks it into the corner. Three ball on the way. Is up and down. For Dort College's Ebby Pruitt. Pruitt tucked away in that right-hand corner. Gets the shot to go. The defenders on a 10-0 run right now. Three on the way. Up and good. So the three-point basket by Mackenzie Koepke ends the run by the defenders. Dort College leads 12-10. Annie Rinesmith fouled in the backcourt, and Annie got the wind knocked out of her as she comes down on the basketball. Right on the numbers. So a blocking foul called on Concordia. Dort College will inbound the basketball. So Dort College, Stamness will inbound the basketball. Rinesmith indicates to the official that she is okay, none the worse for wear. She will bring the basketball up. Dort College, a fresh 30 to work with. Rinesmith comes back right side. They give it up to Pruitt. Pruitt into the corner. Rinesmith. Annie down to the baseline. Annie comes back over to Stamness. Stamness, three ball. Yep. Three-point basket for Sienna Stamness. Dort College leads 15-10. 15-10, our score. Berry gives it to Lammers. Lammers with a left hand. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Rachel Evavold as Lammers went down the left-hand side of the lane. Philly Lammers fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. So two free throws on the way for Philly Lammers. First free throw up and good for Lammers. Lammers already with 1,300 career points. She is a 5'11 junior from Omaha, Nebraska. A second free throw on the way. She was fouled in the act of shooting. That one thinks about popping out, ends up dropping through. It's 15-12. Dort College basketball, left side it goes Stamness. Stamness picks up her dribble, comes back over to Rinesmith. Ball's on the floor, picked up in the backcourt by Concordia. Concordia over the basketball. Cockerell, Cockerell on the left wing. Dort leading by three, 15-12. They lob it over the top for Lammers. Lammers kick out pass. Sybil. Sybil, three. Misses it off the top of the backboard after it skips off the heel. In the backcourt is Pruitt. And Pruitt, trapped in the corner, tries to pass out of it. But a timeout is called before She passes. So timeout, Dort, with 4:48 remaining in the first quarter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Well, one of the doubleheaders this evening got moved, postponed until Monday. That is Dakota Wesleyan at Jamestown. They'll make that one up on Monday, February 4 instead. That means it'll be a busy 8-day stretch for those two teams as they get four games played in an 8-day stretch beginning on Saturday. Ryan Smith for the basketball. Blocking foul called on Riley Sybil. Sybil whistled for the personal foul, and that is foul number one on her. Shooting free throws will be Dort College's Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a couple of free throws. First free throw for the junior guard from Shakopee. Up and down. She's got 3 points. Another free throw on the way. 16-12. Dort College leading by four. Another free throw for Rinesmith. Rinesmith, free throw up. Good. 17-12, Annie Rinesmith. 5 of 6 are the defenders from the free throw line. Annie Rinesmith now at 799 career points. Jordan Van Manen gets a hand on that inbounds pass, tips it out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball again. 25 seconds on the shot clock. They get the ball inbounded to near midcourt. Lammer shovels it across the timeline. Down to the baseline. Right-handed shot. No good from the left-hand side. Rebound taken away by Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Ahead to Feenstra. Feenstra drops it off. Tetzloff. Tetzloff. Two-point basket. Good. And the Dort College defenders lead 19-12. And we have a timeout on the floor charged to Concordia. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Concordia with the basketball. Dort College tips it out of bounds as they get it across half court into their offense. Concordia basketball. They go high post. That's Lammers. Lammers muscles it up from the right block. She's got 4 points. Dort College leads 19-14. Chmielewski over the basketball, poked away from behind. Here comes Concordia. Concordia over the steal. Quickly up the floor is Rogge. Rogge kicks it out right side. They come back over to Cockerell. Cockerell shows the ball and throws it away. She showed it, put it on the floor, and then was trying to find her point guard, Grace Berry, off on the left wing and threw it behind her. Checking out of the ball game will be Concordia's Quinn Rogge. Dort will inbound the basketball. They get it in Van Manen over to Bausma. Bausma gives it up to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen picks up her dribble, throws it left corner, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Chmielewski. Chmielewski back over to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Bausma. Bausma gathers it, floater in the lane, hangs on the rim and falls through. Kenzie Bausma is the seventh player to score for the defenders. Dort College leading 21-14. Pass down low, intended for Lammers, tipped away by Dort College's Erica Feenstra. It will be Dort College on defense. Concordia will inbound the basketball. So Concordia to throw the basketball in with 3:14 remaining in the first quarter. Concordia basketball, they get it inbounded to Berry. Berry in between the circles, guarded by Van Manen. Look for the backdoor cut, Lammers. Lammers spins to the right, her shot no good. Rebound Feenstra. Feenstra for the basketball, Van Manen. Van Manen over the top, Bausma. Bausma up the left-hand side with it. Picks up her dribble, goes into the corner. Tetzloff, three ball, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled on the play. Erica will go to the free throw line after gathering in that offensive rebound on the missed shot by Tetzloff. She'll go to the free throw line and she will shoot a pair of free throws. So two free throws on the way for the sophomore from Hull. First free throw is up and through. 6 points now for Feenstra. trying to make it a 9-point lead for Dort early on, 2:53 remaining in the first quarter. A second free throw on the way for Feenstra. This one's up and good as well. Feenstra makes both free throws. Defenders lead 23-14. Dort College, new players on the floor. Harmson, Evavold, Smitsdorf, Stamness, and Rinesmith. On the left-hand side, they pick it up, give it up to Lammers. Lammers spins, crossover with the right hand. It's good. Philly Lammers with 6 points. Dort's lead is 23-16. Stamness with the basketball, picks up her dribble, gives it off to Evavold, and Evavold is fouled on the play by Lammers. And for Philly Lammers, that is her first foul. And that is team, and they are over the five-foul limit as well. Dort is shooting free throws with Rachel Evavold. Evavold shooting free throws for Dort. This will be their 9th and 10th free throws shot. First free throw is good. Another one on the way for Rachel Evavold. It's 24-16. Second free throw is up and good for Evavold. So Evavold makes both free throws. And the defender lead is 25-16 with 2:23 remaining. Berry kick out. Cockrell. Cockrell three. Good. Taylor Cockrell with 8 points. She's averaging 15.6 points per game. Dort leading 25-19. Rinesmith goes over to Harmson. Harmson floats it back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith on the left-hand side, and Evavold's going to be called for a travel on the left elbow. Put the ball on the floor just a hair late. Gets whistled for a travel violation. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia basketball. This is Grace Berry. Berry, swing pass, right side. Taylor Cockrell. Cockrell with the basketball. Cockrell lets fly with another three. That one's too strong, but the rebound tracked down by Roggie. Roggie in traffic tries to hand it off. It's taken away by Rinesmith out of the double team. Annie, well on the fly, gives it up to Stamness. Stamness, layup left-hand side, too hot off of the hand, and it comes out Concordia. That one bounced off the front iron after she banked it. Ball deflected, picked up by Stamness, gets it back over to Rinesmith. Here comes Dort. Dort with the basketball. Defenders comes back over to right to Evavold. Evavold drives in, drops it off. Smitsdorf count the hoop, and she is fouled. Mari Smitsdorf with 4 points, and the defender lead is 27-19. 27-19 the score. Defenders leading by 8. 1:18 remaining first quarter. Shooting the free throw will be Smitsdorf for the old-fashioned three-point play. And Smitsdorf buries that one. She's got 5 points. Defenders lead 28-19. Smitsdorf checks out of the ballgame. Concordia throws it away. Coming up with a steal is Shimoleski. Shimoleski shot no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds by Tetzloff. It will be Dort basketball. And they don't want Roggie inbounding any longer. She just threw that one away. So instead it is Duvel inbounding. Duvel gets it in. With it on the right side, Cockerell. Cockerell shovels it. Left side, Roggie. Roggie gives it up. Floater in the lane. Off the mark. No good by Grace Berry. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Tetzloff. Here comes Van Manen. Van Manen up the floor. Her pass deflected. Long pass into the front court. Back for Berry. Berry, layup good. Grace Berry with a 2-point basket. Dort College leading 28-21. 47 seconds remaining. First quarter of play. Bausma, they bring the double team. Bausma back over to Van Manen to Tetzloff. Tetzloff squares up, tries to find Feenstra underneath, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. No, last touch by Concordia. It's Dort basketball. So Dort sending 5 new players into the game. Throwing it in will be Stamness. Stamness, right-hand side of the lane. 18 to shoot. They get it out front. Pruitt. Pruitt, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, left-hand side. Rinesmith picks up her dribble, comes back out to Pruitt. Pruitt with it. Pruitt, Stamness, 8 to shoot, now 7. Rinesmith down to the baseline, floats it up, gets it to go. Annie Rinesmith Drew the contact, gets the shot to go. Defenders leading 30-21, 15 seconds remaining. Dort College has a foul to give if they pick the right person. Do it before the shot. Brian Smith, they go to Harmson. Harmson, right elbow. Shot is blocked. Dort College comes away with the offensive rebound. And a quarter-ending block shot by Evavold. She gathers in the rebound, and the Dort defenders have a 30-21 lead after one quarter of play. Back with more after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR.
Yes.
Dort Basketball after the quarter break. Stamness drives in, puts the shot up, has it blocked out of bounds. It'll be Dort Basketball leading 30-21. 30-21. Inbounding is Erica Feenstra. Feenstra triggers it, gets it away into the corner. Evavold, 17 to shoot. Evavold loses the handle on it and dribbles it out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. So Concordia gets the basketball back after the turnover by the defenders. Concordia basketball, Barry. Barry on the right-hand side with it. Barry at the top of the key, now dribbling left hand. Spin move in the lane. Her shot hangs on the rim, won't fall through. Tacks it away from Annie Rinesmith, though, and Barry with a putback off of the steal. Dort College leads 30-23. With the basketball in the backcourt, Rinesmith pass intended for Stamness, taken back, and a steal and a layup for Concordia's Colby Duvel. Duvel makes it 30-25, Dort by 5. Evavold in the backcourt. Rachel Evavold up the floor, picks up her dribble. Hands it back over to Peyton Harmson. Harmson comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball into the corner. Stamness. Stamness, three, good. Sienna Stamness with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 33-25. So Stamness with that three-point bucket. Coming up the floor, Asleason. Asleason with the three-point play opportunity as she dribbled left hand, finished with a left hand. And got the shot to go. Erica Feenstra whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. So a three-point play on the way for Asleason, a freshman from Elk Point, South Dakota. Free throw on the way is up and good. So Asleason with the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort leads 33-28. So Concordia going back to a pressuring defense after they went away from it in the first quarter. Evavold stripped, coming up with it. The steal and the layup for Colby Duvel. She's got four. And the defenders lead 33-30. So turnovers plaguing the defenders here in the second quarter. Annie Rinesmith called for a turnover in the backcourt. It will be Concordia basketball. So Rinesmith whistled for the travel. Dort turns it over. It'll be Concordia basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Cockerell. Cockerell gets it in over the top to Barry. Barry chases it into the backcourt, sets the offense, comes back to Lammers. Lammers with the basketball, gives it up Koepke. Koepke, long three, hits the cable above the basket. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort basketball. Rinesmith inbounding the basketball. Annie gets it in to Evavold. Evavold turns, she'll dribble up the floor with the left hand, throws it over the top, finds Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled on the play. Foul is called on Philly Lammers, that's number two on Lammers. Foul number two called on Lammers. Erica Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Erica Feenster will shoot two free throws with her team leading 33-30. First free throw is up and good for Erica. Another free throw on the way for Feenstra. It's 34-30. Second free throw is up and good. So Feenstra makes them both. It's 35-30. Erica Feenstra with 9 points. Pass left side. Driving in, Roggie. Roggie misses the field goal attempt. Foul called on the rebound. That will go on number 31, Colby Duvel for Concordia. It's Dort basketball. Foul number two on the Bulldogs in this quarter. In the backcourt with it is Rinesmith. 28 seconds on the shot clock. Gets it across the timeline to Stamness with plenty of time to spare. Sienna, open look at a three, missed it, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Concordia. Concordia basketball, Cockrell. Cockrell down to the baseline. Comes back over to Berry. Berry three, short, no good. Rebound cleared by Evavold. Comes back left side over to Stamness. Stamness with it on the left wing. Stamness to Rinesmith. Rinesmith dumps it underneath. Feenstra. Feenstra has her shot blocked by Concordia. And Mackenzie Koepke. Left side, Berry, pass underneath, deflected, taken back by Harmson with a steal. Here comes Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Euro step, left-handed layup, good. Annie Rinesmith with 8 points. Dort College leads 37-30. Berry with a basketball. Berry at the top of the key. Berry comes back right side. This is Rogge. Rogge, Cockrell. Cockrell three, short, no good. Rebound Stamness, hands it off to Rinesmith. Annie with the basketball. Annie up the left-hand side with it. Gets it over to Harmson. Three ball, yes. Peyton Harmson with the three. Dort College leading 40-30. Dort on a 5-0 run right now. Actually a 7-0 run. Ball is stripped away by Rinesmith on the drive by Cockrell. Dort College shuttling three different players in, four different players in on this defensive possession. And another player will come in, so we're going to end up with five new players on the floor for the defenders. Tetzloff, Smitsdorf, then Monen Bausma, and Pruitt on the floor for Dort in their road black jerseys with yellow numbers and lettering. Rogge drives in. Gets it left side, three on the way, missed, no good by Sybil. Rebound Dort College, up and running with it is Pruitt. Pruitt driving in, and a foul called against Cockrell. That's foul number one on Cockrell. Team foul number three on Concordia in this quarter. And with 6:18 left to go in the half, Dort leading 40-30. Free throw on the way for Pruitt is up and good. Abby Pruitt with the free throw, and for Abby, she gets that to go along with a three-pointer from earlier in the ball game. Second free throw, no good by Pruitt. Dort College leading 41-30. So Pruitt with 4 points. Concordia, lob pass underneath. Kick out pass, Esleason back over to Sybil. Shot no good. Rebound deflected, taken down by Tetzloff. Tetzloff to Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball. Van Manen driving in, drops it off for Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf has it blocked, and they're going to say that Smitsdorf dribbles on the end line out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia basketball. Dort leading 41-30. And Concordia will inbound the basketball. Grace Berry across half court. She's on the left-hand side. Dort showing man-to-man defense again. This is Sybil. Sybil on the left-hand side. Sybil gives it up. Comes back to Cockrell. Cockrell picks it up. High dribble. Now loses it. Picked up finally by Berry. Berry over the basketball. Drives in. Scoop shot off of the backboard. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen left side. It goes Pruitt. Pruitt picks up the ball. They feed it underneath for Smitsdorf. Ball deflected out. 19 to shoot for the defenders. Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball. Van Manen right side Bausma. Bausma down to the baseline. Cut off. Back to Van Manen. 10 to shoot. Van Manen dribbling right hand. Gets a ball screen. Takes it into the lane. Lost it. It's taken back by Concordia. Concordia with it in the backcourt. Cockrell. Cockrell gives it up to Berry. Berry with a basketball, and Concordia wants a timeout. Drew Olson wants a full-length timeout this time. We'll take a break. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Dort inbounding or on defense as Concordia gets the ball inbounded, and they get it into Berry. Berry with the ball, nearly taken away by Shemileski. Now Dort scrambling, and Van Manen tips it away on the sideline. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia with it, 15 seconds on the shot clock. Comes over to Berry. Berry at the top of the key. Berry driving in. Shot off balance. No good. As Leeson picks up the garbage and puts it back. As Leeson, right place, right time. She's got five. Defenders lead 41-32. In the backcourt, as Leeson. As Leeson gives it up. Berry. Berry drops it off to Cockrell. Cockrell missed the shot. Here comes Bausma. Bausma trying to go coast to coast. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Kenzie Bausma with 4 points. Dort leads 43-32. Concordia basketball. Cockrell picks it up near midcourt. Cockrell, and the pass is tipped by Tetzloff. Tetzloff called for the personal foul near midcourt. Bailey Tetzloff called for foul number one. That is team foul number two against the defenders in this quarter. Concordia inbounds. They get it in to Cockrell. Cockrell drives in. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Shemileski. Shemileski's pass tipped. Stolen. Now Bausma gets it back. Bausma feeds it back over to Shemileski. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Venmanen. Venmanen Tetzloff. Three-pointer corner. Why not? Shot no good. Gets her own rebound back off the deflection. Takes it up strong. Good. Bailey Tetzloff with 4 points. Dort leading 45-32. With the basketball, Concordia, Berry. Berry up the floor. Roggy. Roggy with the ball. Roggy penetrates the lane. Kick out pass. Three. Missed. No good. Rebound Bausma. Bausma over the basketball. Bausma gives it up. Venmanen. Venmanen's pass tipped and taken back by Concordia's Sybil. Sybil with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 45-34. 3:13 remaining. In the backcourt, Shemileski. Defenders leading by 11. Pass tipped and taken back by Berry. Berry with the steal in the lay-in. And the Dort College lead is 45-36. 9-point lead for the defenders. Couple of turnovers by Dort. Turns a 13-point lead into a 9-point lead. And Concordia make it a little charge here. Back with more in a moment. Dort College calls a timeout. Back with more in a moment. Eva Vold gets it inbounded to Ryan Smith as she brings the ball up the floor. Pinned in the backcourt. Throws it away. Harmson unable to track it down. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. Grace Berry with the basketball. Right side it goes to Sybil. Sybil out front to Koepke. Koepke with the basketball. Sybil. Sybil guarded by Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Harmson gives to Roggy. Roggy back right side. Koepke. Koepke guarded by Stamnis. Shot no good. Berry gets the rebound. Berry, right-handed dribble, testing the waters against Ryan Smith. Off-balance 10-footer is good for Berry. Berry with 8, 6 in the second quarter. Dort leads 45-38. With it, Ryan Smith gets it to Evavold. Evavold, Harmson. Harmson into the corner, right side Pruitt. Pruitt, three ball, no good. Rebound taken away by Stamnis. Stamnis in traffic. Contact, no call made. And now foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Annie Ryan Smith. Annie Rinesmith whistled for the personal. That's foul number three on her. Inbounding the basketball will be Concordia. Cockerell checks in for Sybil. Roggy throwing the ball in. Roggy gets the ball inbounded to Berry with 2 minutes remaining. Left side pass. It goes to Roggy. Roggy with the ball. Roggy. Left side pass, Feenster guarding the ball handler, that's Koepke. They feed it down low into the corner now, Koepke. Dort College switches, Ryan Smith guards her. Out front it goes Cockrell, 9 to shoot. Now 7, Cockrell at the top of the key. Step back 3, too strong, no good. Deflection, picked up by Feenster, ball's down on the floor. Still loose, picked up by Harmson, it's a jailbreak over the top. Evavold, Evavold, one player to beat, lays it up, no good, but a foul on the play. And the foul is going to be called on Mackenzie Koepke, and that's number two on her. Beg your pardon, that's number three now on Koepke. Eva Bolden will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Well, as I look at the board, there are four fouls on Concordia in this quarter, and there are three on the defenders. And the Concordia faithful getting a little edgy behind me. They would like a foul on nearly every possession. The officials not calling it the way they would like it so far. First free throw good for Evavold. Second one no good. So Evavold with three, all from the free throw line. Defenders up by eight, 46-38. Shot no good, but a rebound and a putback for Riley Sybil. Sybil with an opportunity at a three-point play. 46-40, defenders leading by six. Concordia shooting a free throw, trying to cut it down to a five-point game. Sybil, a 50% free throw shooter this season, makes that one. And the defender lead is 46-41. With a basketball, Ryan Smith, no-look pass over to Bausma. Bausma floats it over the top, intended for Feenstra. It's taken back by Concordia and Cockrell. Cockrell into the right corner, Sybil. Sybil gives it up, Rogge. Rogge to Berry. Berry driving in, right-handed scoop shot, no good. Rebound, Evavold. Evavold gives it up, Harmson. Harmson to Ryan Smith, and Ryan Smith has her pocket picked by Berry. Berry with 10. She got that steal. Defenders lead by three. In the backcourt is Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with it. Comes back to Bausma. Bausma comes across the timeline to Ryan Smith. And Ryan Smith unable to get it across the timeline in time. 46-43 with 34 seconds left to go in the half. Defenders leading by three. Wasn't that long ago, it was a 13-point lead at 45-32. Concordia on an 11-1 run. Concordia with the basketball. Shot clock and game clock, about a three-second difference. Cockrell wants to run a ball screen. Cockrell on the right wing, 14 seconds, now 12. Cockrell against Bausma, gets a ball screen. Bausma fights through it. They kick it into the corner. Berry for the tie. It's good. Berry with a three-point basket. Ball's inbounded to Ryan Smith. 3 seconds. Now to Van Manen. Van Manen at half court, and that's halftime. Our score, Concordia 46, Dort 46. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with our Where Are They Now segment for today. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Where Are They Now on KDCR 88.5 FM and KDCR 88.5.com, made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall A Grinnell Mutual Member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra, and joining us on Where Are They Now today is a former Dort College men's basketball player. He also was a track and field athlete during his time at Dort College, a 2003 graduate from this institution of higher learning, and a very well-rounded basketball player. It's my pleasure to introduce our guest for Where Are They Now today, Evan Beimers. You know, you're a local guy. You grew up in Northwest Iowa, so the idea of attending Dort wasn't a foreign concept to you, but you did make that decision to attend Dort. Why did you choose Dort College?
Yeah, as you said, I mean, I grew up in Sioux Center, so I obviously knew Dort College very well. I had friends and family that attended there, you know, when I was in high school looking to make that decision. My sister was attending there playing softball. I grew up a fan of Dort basketball. You know, I remember going to a lot of games growing up. I also attended a variety of camps on campus. So it was always going to be a place that I knew that I was likely to attend. You know, it was a place that I was comfortable with. I was lucky enough to grow up in a family that valued Christian education. I was fortunate to attend Christian schools all the way up through high school. My family was active in church. So when I was looking at colleges, I knew that I wanted to attend a Christian college. I was also fortunate enough to be a pretty good basketball player in high school, and I got recruited to play basketball there. I had a previous relationship with Coach Nzolan, who was the basketball coach at the time. So there was a sense of a comfort level with him as well. And even on top of that, maybe you didn't know, but I actually did participate in track and field while I was at Dort. I did get a scholarship on top of my basketball scholarship to throw the shot put there. So just a lot of those factors kind of added up together, and it just made a lot of sense for me to attend Dort, and it was a decision that I was glad I made.
Before we get to your athletic career, on the academic side, you eventually settled on studying business administration information systems. When did you figure out that was kind of the area of study in which you wanted to pursue and shape into a career?
Yeah, so the degree was Business Administration Information Systems, which is a combination of kind of business and computer science. You know, growing up, I always kind of always that guy who liked to play with technology and software. I loved working with computers, and I always enjoyed tinkering with software. So, you know, when I was at Dort, I actually started out undeclared pretty early on. I kind of went back and forth whether I should get a business degree or a science degree, so I kind of decided on both.
You were a multi-sport athlete at Dort, but people probably remember you most fondly from your varsity basketball days. When did basketball really start to become a passion of yours?
I just kind of started playing the various rec leagues in town, you know, just kind of cycled throughout the year with baseball and basketball and soccer. And I think it was like in fifth grade, I can remember sitting at a table at school, and one of my friends came to me and asked me if I wanted to be on a basketball team. And I think at that time, the kind of the leagues and the tournaments didn't start till sixth grade. So a couple of my friends' parents, Ron DeGroat and Phil DeSichter, got a team together as fifth graders, and we entered into leagues playing as sixth graders. So that was kind of my first dive into basketball. And we just traveled a lot around Iowa and the surrounding states, and we just played a lot of basketball. You know, I have kids starting sports. It makes me really appreciate that commitment that my parents made to allow me to play basketball and also, you know, get me to all those random tournaments every weekend. I'm sure that wasn't their kind of wish to do on a weekend, but they really supported me and pushed me and encouraged me to play basketball. So that kind of started, I would say, in middle school. And then when I was a freshman in high school, I had a kind of a growth spurt where I just jumped up to being 6'4", 6'5", and then basketball really took off for me at that point. And I just had a lot of good coaches growing up in middle school and grade school and in high school that just really kind of pushed me and taught me the right skills and fundamentals. And I ended up turning into a pretty good player in high school and, again, provided me an opportunity to play at Dort.
Well, you had a very well-rounded basketball career as a defender. Going into this season, you're the 9th leading scorer, the 11th leading assist man, 7th in steals. You were just behind Brandon Hahn in career rebounds. Plus, you had a few conference first team honors. Why do you think you were able to find some of that success on those early 2000s Dort men's basketball teams?
You know, it's funny when I look back, I didn't really know if I would be successful transitioning to college basketball. When I was in high school, I happened to be the tallest kid on the team, but I needed to play center. So I played a lot of my basketball career in high school with my back to the basket in the post. I think I only ended up attempting a couple of three-pointers in all of my kind of high school career, so in college, you know, Coach Manzolin was pretty straight with me right away that I needed to transition to a new position and play on the perimeter. I was someone who always just loved basketball, and I think that's always important, is just having that passion. And I liked practicing. I liked practicing in a team setting. I liked practicing by myself. So I just put in the time and the reps to kind of improve my ball handling and my perimeter shot. Coach Manzolin pushed me through that, encouraged me throughout, and it just really turned me into a really well-rounded offensive player. You know, coming from high school, I had a pretty good post game, and then I kind of coupled that with the ability to shoot from distance and attack the basket, and also was someone who liked to distribute, so I was also a pretty good passing player. So I just kind of combination of high school and college kind of turned me into a very well-rounded offensive player. I always kind of joke that I didn't listen to Manzolin on the defensive end.
After graduating from Dort, you ended up staying close to Northwest Iowa for a little bit by working in Sioux Falls for a good number of years at Software Unlimited. What do you enjoy about living and working in Southeast South Dakota?
So right after college, I moved to Sioux Falls. It was kind of an easy kind of first step for me. Only being an hour away, it was kind of a comfort step, so to speak, but it kind of got me into a little bit bigger of a town, and there was a lot of people I knew from college. One thing I like about Dort College is the community that it has at the college as well as kind of after. So there was a comfort level going to Sioux Falls and stepping out a little bit, but being able to be still close to home. Then, at that time, I started dating my wife, Jen, who's not from Dort. She does have a small Dort connection. Her sister went there briefly. We got married in 2007, and we moved to Iowa City, where she was attending college. We lived in Iowa City for about 7 years. We had our two beautiful kids, Claire and Eli. While we were there, I ended up deciding to go back to school, and I got my MBA from the University of Iowa. And then after I graduated from there, we kind of randomly decided to move to Colorado. I'm not sure if it was a calling or what the reason was, but we just kind of took a step of faith, and we moved out to Highlands Ranch, Colorado about 5 years ago, and it's been a great decision.
Hey, you mentioned getting your MBA and now living in Colorado and working with Pearson. What do you enjoy most about the work you do now, and what do you enjoy most about living in the greater Denver area?
So I come from a family of teachers. I feel like it's in my DNA to teach others, help others succeed, set them up for success. My dad was a teacher. My sisters were a teacher. I also have kind of a passion for technology and software. So at Pearson, I work in a department that kind of does software implementation. So I'm working with clients and helping them integrate Pearson's online courseware with their college system. So So it's a good combination of the passions that I have with teaching and helping others, and also doing it in kind of the field of technology. As for Colorado, it's a really amazing place to live. The weather is great. You know, one of the things that's always been important to me is just being active. You know, I kind of got that growing up in all the different sports that I played in high school and college. You know, those kind of team sports are temporary, so I've transitioned into different activities like running and mountain biking and hiking, and living in Colorado, that's really a perfect place to do all of those things. Keeps me active, keeps me in shape, and I always joke it's kind of my therapy at work is to get out and get away from the computer and be active, and I also do play a little basketball here and there. Some pickup games. I'm kind of in the stage of my life where I have to kind of rely on my old man strength and tricks to kind of succeed. But it is a really good place to live. We're really happy, and there's a great Christian school that our kids go to here in Highlands Ranch called Cherry Hills Christian School. So it's been a really good move for us to come out here.
Once again, a big thank you to Evan Beimers for taking the time out of his day to sit down and to speak with us here on Where Are They Now? Where They Now is made possible on KDCR by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall A. Grinnell Mutual Member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra, and that's going to do it for this edition of Where Are They Now? Hope you have a great rest of your day. And with that, we'll get you back to more Dort College Hoops with Mike Biker on KDCR right after this.
Deadlocked at 46-46 for the Dort College Defenders and the Concordia Bulldogs at halftime. Kind of a weird way to get to this point. Dort led by as many as 13. Concordia had an early lead at 7-2. Dort rebounded, scored 10 in a row. And when Dort has taken care of the basketball, they've been in good shape. When they haven't, it's resulted almost directly in 2 points on each turnover. Dort College with 20 turnovers tonight, and yet they're still tied 46-all with Concordia. Dort 14 of 27 from the floor, 52%, 4 for 11 on threes, 36%, 14 of 17 on free throws, 82%. Concordia 19 of 47, 40%, 4 for 17 on threes, 24%, 4 for 4 on free throws, 100%. Dort has a 28-14 rebounding advantage. The defenders, though, those 20 turnovers to Concordia's 5. The defenders are led by Erica Feenstra's 9 points. Annie Rinesmith has 8. 6 for Sienna Stamnis. 3 for Peyton Harmson. 4 each for Kenzie Bausman, Abby Pruitt, Bailey Tetzloff. Mari Smitsdorf is off of the bench to score 4. 3 for Peyton Harmson. For Concordia, they are topped by Grace Berry with 13 points. 11 of them in the second quarter alone. 6 points for Philly Lammers, 8 for Taylor Cockrell, 5 for Elsie S. Leeson, 4 for Colby Duvall, 3 for Mackenzie Kepke, and 2 for Quinn Rogge for their total of 46 points. Back with the second half right after this.
Great play.
Concordia basketball after the quarter break or the halftime break. They get it down low to Philly Lammers. Lammers muscles it up, but a foul on the play called on Rachel Evovol. That's number 2 on Rachel. 2 free throws on the way for Philly Lammers. She is already 2 for 2 from the free throw line, and she'll shoot 2 here with her team tying it up 46-46 near the end of the first half. Concordia shooting for their first lead since it was 7-6 in their favor. And Lammers makes the first free throw. She has another one on the way. 7 points now for Lammers. Second free throw on the way. This one's up and good. 48-46. Lammers makes both free throws. Dort with the basketball in the backcourt. This is the defense that gave Dort trouble in the first half. Concordia was able to force 20 turnovers. Ball is near midcourt, and Dort's going to use a timeout as they can't get it across before the 10 seconds violation. And Dort will inbound the basketball on the far sideline. They're going to put 22 seconds up on the shot clock. There's a timeout on the floor, charged to Dort. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. Well, Dort had 3 timeouts remaining. They're now down to 2. They've got to go the final 19:38 of this game without burning up that all those timeouts. Like to save 1 or 2 for the end of the game. Obviously, Coach Bill Harmson values this possession enough to use up a 30-second timeout. Defenders get the ball inbounded, but they nearly turn it over. It's tipped away by Cockerell in the front court, Dort's front court. It is Dort basketball. Well, there were 22 seconds on the shot clock. There's 19 on the game clock now, and I'm not sure how 3 seconds ran off of the clock that quickly, but it did. Dort inbounding the basketball. They get it into Feenstra. Feenstra gives it back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Stamness. Stamness gives it up. Left side. Evavold. Evavold. Kick out pass. Harmson. Three ball on the way. Yes. 3-point bucket for Peyton Harmson. Harmson makes it 49-48 with the 3-point basket. And the Concordia Bulldogs have the basketball back. Concordia with it, right-hand side. Driving is Cockerell. Cockerell, 10-footer, missed it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Rinesmith. Baseball pass over the top, had Harmson open. And I'm not sure who the intended receiver that time was for Rinesmith, if it was Feenstra or Harmson. Neither went after it. Ball goes out of bounds in between them. And the Dort College defenders will play defense again. With the basketball is Quinn Rogge. Rogge on the left-hand side. Rogge gives it up to Sybil. Sybil, tough shot, gets it to go. Riley Sybil in traffic with the right hand drifting away from the hoop. Gets the shot to go. It's 50-49. Dort College with it. Evavold. Evavold back over to Stamness. Stamness turns it over. It's taken back by Barry. Barry with the basketball, and Barry is fouled on the play by Sienna Stamness. Stamness whistled for the personal foul. Bausma will check in. Sienna Stamness will check out. Throwing the ball in for Concordia will be Quinn Rogge. Quinn Rogge with the basketball gives it up to Barry. Barry will take it across half court with her team leading by a point, 50-49. 8:25 left to play, third period. Lob it to the free throw line. Lammers. Lammers double team. Steps through. Might have traveled with it. No call made. Here comes Rinesmith. Annie with the basketball. Annie up the floor. Goes right side, Bausma. Bausma with the basketball, gives it up, back over to Harmson. Harmson picks up her dribble, entry pass for Feenstra, double team, now triple teamed. Kick out Harmson. Harmson back over to Rinesmith, 14 to shoot. Rinesmith in between the circles out front. She's got her on the right side, Evavold. A rare three-point attempt, shot no good, rebound taken away by Rogge. Rogge into the front court. Rogge kicks it right side as she's cut off. Cross-court pass to Barry. Barry down to the baseline, and Barry is fouled on the play by Rinesmith. And Annie has just picked up her second personal foul. Well, it would appear the early returns, the foul calls much more tight here in the third quarter. Dort College whistled for 3 fouls already. Concordia with the basketball. And a foul underneath. That's going to go against Evavold, and that's number 3 against Rachel Evavold on a fight for position with Philly Lammers. So that's foul number 4 already on the defenders in this quarter. Left side pass, Cockerell. Cockerell, 3, no good. Rebound, Lammers. Lammers off of the glass, good. Lammers with 10. Dort College trails by 3, 52-49. Bausma with the basketball. Floats it over the top, Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up, off of the glass, good. She went up that time against Philly Lammers. Lammers playing with 3 personals, could not contest the shot. Shot no good. Kick out pass. Lammers. Lammers, a top of the key 3. In and out, no good. Rebound, Rogge. Rogge put back with the left hand. Good. Offensive rebounds for Concordia. Rogge with 4 points. Dort trailing 54-51. A foul called in the front court against Riley Sybil as Bausma took it across half court. That's team foul number 1 against Concordia. Well, there are 4 on the defenders. Jordan Van Manen will inbound the basketball. So Van Manen, the freshman from Sioux Center, to trigger it in. Van Manen gets the ball inbounded to Erica Feenstra. Feenstra back to Van Manen. Van Manen, top of the key. Right side, Smitsdorf. Mari reverses outside Harmson. Sets, fires 3. In and out, no good. Rebound fought for and tipped and controlled by Concordia's Colby Duvel. Duvel into the front court. Duvel gives it off to Barry. Barry stops, reverses it back to Rogge. Rogge, 2-point basket, good. Quinn Rogge gives Concordia a 56-51 lead, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. and tipped in the back in the Dort College front court away by Roggie. It is Dort basketball. Stamness will throw it in. Stamness to trigger it. Stamness gets the ball inbounded to Van Manen. Van Manen over the ball. Van Manen comes back over to Harmson. Harmson gives it up. Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Concordia. Coach Bill Harmson wanted a foul call that time. Berry driving in. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Good. Three-point basket for Concordia's Mackenzie Koepke. She's got six. And the defenders lead 59-51. Defenders trail 59-51. Timeout on the floor charged to the Dort College defenders. They have one timeout remaining. They trail 59-51. Back with more in a moment. Halftime scores around the conference. Morningside leads Midland in women's play 37-35. Mount Marty leads Briar Cliff 33-25. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. It's defender basketball trailing 59-51. Very important segment of the game right now. And Van Manen is forced out of bounds on the sideline. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia gets it back. Bulldogs have it. Berry. Berry out front in between the circles. Berry comes back. Roggie. Roggie right side. Roggie gives it back over to Koepke. Koepke swing pass to the top of the key. Berry. Berry against Van Manen. Floater short. No good. Rebound. No good. Fight for the rebound. Now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It is Dort basketball. To Dort with a basketball. Stamness to trigger it. Stamness intended for Van Manen. It's taken back and another turnover against the defenders. Three, no good. Unhindered, though, a shot inside on the putback by Duvel. Duvel's putback, no good. Now Concordia driving the lane. Shot no good again, but there for another rebound and a putback is Duvel. Colby Duvel with six. 61-51. Concordia opens up a 10-point lead. Harmson gets the ball, and we've got a foul called near midcourt on Concordia. Blocking foul called on the Bulldogs. Colby Duvel whistled for her third personal foul. That's team foul number two against Concordia so far in this quarter. Beg your pardon, that's number three on Duvel. Pruitt gets it inbounded to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith comes back over to Pruitt. Pruitt, Harmson. Harmson three, missed it, no good. Rebound Pruitt, kick out Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith three, missed it, no good. Rebound Smith-Storp, triple teamed. Tries to get it over to Evavold. Evavold gets it, puts it up. She's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Still a lot of time left in this. If Dort can somehow neutralize the momentum that Concordia has built. Roggie whistled for the personal, her second. I had it as her third, but it's two up on the board. Shot is up and good for Evavold. Rachel Evavold whistled for... Well, gets the three-point play to go. Back the other way, shot no good. Rebound cleared. And the Dort College defenders. They give it up, and the shot no good. Comes back right side. Swing it over the top, Koepke. Koepke, three, no good. Comes back to Berry. Berry with the ball. It's 61-54. 61-54, Dort lead down by 7, Concordia basketball. Concordia out front, 3, good. A 3-point basket by Cockrell, she's got 11. And the defenders trail 64-54. Evavold in the backcourt. Comes over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball, right hand. Rinesmith driving in, and she is fouled on the play. And that foul is going to go on Duvel. That's 4 on Duvel. Duvall whistled for the personal foul. Sixty-four, 54, Dort trailing by 10. And the defenders with two free throws on the way for Rhinesmith. First one by Rhinesmith is good. So Annie Rhinesmith with 9. She has another one on the way. Second free throw on the way for Rhinesmith. This one's up, and that one's off the heel, no good. 64-55. Defenders down 9 with the basketball. Cockrell. Cockrell guarded by Rhinesmith. She goes over to Philly Lammers. Philly with the basketball. Philly gives it up at the top of the key. This is Rogge. Rogge has it taken away by Harmson. Comes back to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith up the floor to Pruitt. Pruitt with a left hand. Good. Abby Pruitt with a two-point basket. She's got 6. Defenders trail by 7, 64-57. 64-57. Kick out pass. 3 on the way. Miss. No good. Long rebound. Coming away with it is Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith driving with the left hand. Puts it up. No good. But she's fouled on the play by Cockrell as Cockrell challenges. And for Cockrell, that's number 2. And the defenders will have 2 more free throws with Annie Rhinesmith shooting a pair. Rhinesmith with 9 points today. She's gone over 800 career points here this evening. 5 new players checking in for the defenders. 4 will come in here after this free throw. Rhinesmith makes that one. She's got another one coming. Second free throw. Trying to make it a 5-point ball game. So a second free throw on the way for Rhinesmith. This one's up and good as well. So Rhinesmith makes them both. She's got 11. And the defenders trail 64-59. 64-59. Bring the basketball up the court as Cockrell. Cockrell drives in. Gives it off to Asleason. Asleason missed it. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Shemileski. Shemileski, Van Manen. Van Manen, right side. Back to Bausma. Bausma puts it up, and a foul on the play called on Asleason. Asleason whistled for the personal foul. Bausma will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot 2 free throws. 64-59. Defenders leading by trailing by 5, beg your pardon. Concordia built a 10-point lead. Dort trying to cut into it here. First free throw by Bausma is good. She's got 5. Another one on the way for Bausma. Can trim it down to a 3-point ball game here. Second free throw on the way for Bausma is up. And that one's good as well. So Kenzie, a 68% free throw shooter, makes them both. She's got 6. Defenders trail by 3, 64-61. Anderson, Barry over the basketball. Comes back right side, Rogge. Rogge launches that 3-point shot. It's good. She's got 9. It is not textbook by any means, but she gets it to go. Ball's in the backcourt. Concordia picks it up. Concordia over the basketball. Barry. Barry near midcourt. Concordia an opportunity to build on the lead. It was down to 4 moments ago. It's 6 right now. Beg your pardon, it was 3 moments ago. Backdoor cut. Cockrell. Cockrell layup. Good. Cockrell with 13. Defenders down by 8, 69-61. Van Manen with the basketball. Van Manen driving, draws contact, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Jordan Van Manen with a 2-point basket as she drives to the basket after getting trapped in the backcourt. She is able to step through, draws the foul, and that is foul number 3 on Lammers. And I believe that should be 4 on her. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Van Manen. In the backcourt, Concordia. 2 minutes remaining. And a steal by Tetzloff, and the ball is loose. And the ball ends up a jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. So Concordia inbounding the basketball. They pass over the top, and we've got a 10 seconds violation against Concordia. Throwing the ball in will be Bausma. Bausma gets it into Van Manen. Van Manen tries to get through the trap, has it swiped away, picks it back up. Jordan with the basketball, drives the lane, her floater from straight on, good. Jordan Van Manen with five unanswered. Dort College trailing 66-69. 66-69, defenders back to within three. Thank you. 69-66. So free throw on the way for Cockrell. Cockrell shooting two. First one is up and good. Cockrell now with 14. 70-66. Free throw is up, and that free throw is good as well. 71-66. Bausma with the basketball. Bausma in the backcourt. Picks it up, gets it over to Shemileski. Shemileski back to Bausma. Three on one break. Bausma drops it off for Feenstra. Feenstra has it blocked away from behind by Barry. And the defenders will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 71-66. Van Manen throwing it in. Van Manen gets it in over the top. Tetzloff. Tetzloff, right side. They feed it underneath for Feenstra. Feenstra's shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Put back by Feenstra is good. She's got 13. Defenders back to within three. 71-68. 1:12 and counting. Third quarter. Concordia basketball. Concordia's pass deflected. They were trying to get it into the corner, and Tetzloff got a hand on it. So Concordia will throw it in deep in the left corner. That'll be Rogge throwing it in. 71-68. And throwing it in, Lammers. I beg your pardon, Rogge. Rogge gets the ball inbounded. This is Barry. Barry to Sybil. Sybil out front. Comes back right side, Rogge on the three-point line. Rogge driving in over the right hand. Too strong, no good. Rebound to Evavold. Evavold has a player open over the top. It's Harmson. Harmson tracking to the right wing, and she gets called for a travel. Didn't put the ball on the floor as she got her feet set. And Concordia will get the basketball back with 46 seconds left in the third quarter. Concordia basketball, Dort College with an opportunity to cut into the three-point lead. Now shot blocked by Smitsdorf. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Concordia. And a right-handed layup by Concordia off a loose ball. That's Koepke. Koepke with eight. Defenders trail 68-73. So a five-point deficit for the defenders with 24 seconds remaining in the quarter. Evavold drives in. Puts it up. Blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It will be Dort basketball. Smitsdorf to throw it in, gets it into Evavold. Shot clock is off, 17 seconds, now 15. Evavold with the right hand, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It'll be Concordia basketball with 10 seconds remaining. 73-68. Ball is inbounded. Bringing it up is Barry. Grace Barry against Rinesmith. Off balance shot, no good. 2 seconds left. Throwing it up at the buzzer is Barry again. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter. Our score, Concordia 73, Dort College 68. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Harmson with the basketball near midcourt. Gives it off to Stamness. Stamness loses it. It's picked up by Ryan Smith. Dort College, Harmson. Harmson, three on the way. Bang, bang, bang. A three-point basket for Harmson. Harmson now with nine. And the defenders back to within two, 73-71. 73-71, Concordia basketball. Bulldogs, jumper, missed, no good. And now foul called against Concordia's Taylor Cockerell. So Peyton Harmson, her third triple of the day. She's got nine. And the defenders fighting their way back from a 10-point deficit earlier in the half. Harmson inbounding the basketball. Harmson gets it into Evavold. Over the top, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with the basketball. Ryan Smith tries to feed it off to Feenstra, and Feenstra unable to gather it in. So Feenstra unable to gather that one in with an opportunity to tie it. So now Concordia has the basketball back. Bulldogs have it. Cockerell, 22 seconds on the shot clock, 9:11 on the game clock. Concordia's basketball, right-hand side, three on the way. Off the heel, no good. Long rebound, taken away by Harmson. Harmson does not have the numbers. She'll pull up. Gives it back over to Ryan Smith. Back to Peyton. Peyton lets fly. Three. Missed it. No good. Racing down the offensive rebound, though, is Feenstra. Wraps it around. Back over to Evavold. But Evavold is fouled. The shot will not drop. But Rachel Evavold will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. Rachel Evavold shooting two free throws with an opportunity to tie the game. First free throw by Rachel, in and out, no good. Another one on the way for Evavold, the junior post player from Bloomington, Minnesota. Evavold with 6 points so far today. Second free throw is up and good, so Evavold makes one of two. Defenders back to within one, 73-72. Lammers passes it back to Barry. Barry with the basketball. Barry kick out pass. Rogge. Rogge pick and roll underneath Lammers, and Lammers is fouled on the play by Evavold. Evavold whistled for the personal, and that's number four on Rachel. So Rachel Evavold with four personal fouls. So foul trouble for both teams, and I checked at the quarter break. Scoreboard is incorrect on some fouls. Philly Lammers has four. Rogge has three, so they've got foul trouble as well. Evavold will check out for the moment. First free throw for Lammers was good. She's got another one coming. That one's up and good. It's 75-72. 75-72 after a couple of made free throws by Lammers. Lammers with a dozen. Dort College basketball, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith drops it off for Feenstra. Feenstra off of the glass, good. Erica Feenstra with 15. Defenders back to within a point, 75-74. Lammers puts it up in traffic. She muscles it up and down. Philly Lammers with 14 at 77-74. Ryan Smith over the top. Harmson. Harmson stops on the wing. Comes back out front to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, Stamness. Stamness deep left corner. Stamness with the right hand, drifted too far to the right, missed the shot. And now Dort College gets the ball back. Smitsdorf fouled on the way up. Mari Smitsdorf is fouled. That foul is called on Koepke, and that is Koepke's fourth. First free throw for Smitsdorf is up and good, trying to draw Dort back to within a point. Second free throw on the way for Smitsdorf. This one's up and good as well, so Smitsdorf makes them both. 7 points for Smitsdorf. Dort leads, trails 77-76. 7:51 remaining, and a foul called on Annie Rinesmith as she tries to cut Barry off on her drive to the right. And for Rinesmith, that is foul number three. Both teams steadily working their way into foul trouble. Underneath Lammers. Lammers all by herself. Layup good over the left hand. Philly Lammers with all 6 points in the fourth quarter for Concordia. Dort trails 79-76. Now steal near midcourt. Layup by Barry. Grace Berry with 15, and it's back to a five-point ball game, 81-76. Harmson with it, hands it to the trailer. Rhinesmith, floater, good. Annie Rhinesmith with a two-point bucket. She's got 13. Defenders trail by three, 81-78. Back the other way we go, racing, and it's Phil Lammers with another two-point bucket. It's 83-78 in transition, and the Concordia Bulldogs won a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Bulldogs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Back with more in a moment. Dort basketball, Harmson throws it in, gets it in to Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf in the backcourt to Pruitt. Pruitt to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Long pass ahead to Harmson. Shovels it off for Veenstra. Veenstra basket good. Veenstra with 15. Dort College trails 83-80. Today's broadcast made possible in part by Vision Realty, hometown choice for your real estate needs. Back the other way we go. Philly Lammers, another two. Lammers with 10 in the fourth quarter. 14 in the second half, 20 for the ball game. Back the other way, shot no good. Fight for the basketball. And a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. As I began to tell you, today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs, whether buying or selling your home. Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. 6:37 and counting. Concordia over the lead in the basketball, 85-80. Dort needs a stop. They haven't gotten one in a while. With it on the right side is Cockrell. Cockrell looking underneath for Lammers. Instead, they go over to Berry. Berry goes to work against Evavold. Shot is blocked. Rebound taken away by Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball and a reach-in foul called from behind, as it's going to be against. And if that is Lammers, that's number five on her. Philly Lammers has just been whistled for her fifth personal foul. That should be five on Lammers. Now, that was the question we had earlier in the half. They got off, and it was five fouls on Philly Lammers, so she is finished for the evening. 6:19 remaining. Ball's inbounded with a basketball is Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith with it at half court. Dort down five. Bausma turnaround in the lane, off the rim and the glass, no good. Rebound Rogge. Rogge with the basketball. Rogge gets the return pass. Thought about the three, drives in instead. Shot is blocked by Van Manen, but a foul called on the play against Jordan Van Manen. That is foul number one on Van Manen. Unbelievable. They're going to call the foul on Evavold. I'm without words. They're going to call the foul on Evavold and not Van Manen. So what that means is it's foul number five on Evavold, and she is done. Another free throw on the way for Rogge. Rogge makes one out of two. It's 86-80. You don't get any breaks on the road. Van Manen lays it up with the right hand. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Jordan Van Manen, the second half of the season, we have said it on more than one occasion, she does not play with fear. Colby Duvel has just fouled out of the game for Concordia, so she will leave with 6 points. And Van Manen with a chance at a three-point play. Van Manen's free throw is up and good. Jordan Van Manen with eight. And the defenders trail 86-83. Right side pass, Sybil. Sybil with it. And what do we've got a foul called away from the ball. That's called against Bausma. Kenzie whistled for the personal. Still long ways to go in this one. 5:43 left to go in regulation. Concordia up three. Pass left side, Sybil. Sybil with it. Picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Rogge. Rogge right side to Barry. Barry off balance shot. Loose basketball. It's taken away by Van Manen. Van Manen over to Harmson. Harmson over the basketball to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the ball. Rinesmith in between the circles. She goes right side over to Harmson. Harmson, Bausma. Bausma, Van Manen. Van Manen, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, three ball. Up and over the backboard, off of the rim. Out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. So Concordia gets the basketball back after Dort College had a chance to tie it. Bringing the basketball up is Berry. Grace Berry passes it to Cockerell. Cockerell underneath. Kick out pass back to Cockerell. Cockerell to Berry. Berry right corner. Berry has Leeson. Now Cockerell, 10 to shoot. 9. Cockerell off the dribble. Step back 5. Puts up an off-balance left-handed shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Annie into the front court, and she throws it away. Thank you. 86-83, Concordia by 3. 4:35 and counting. Berry with the basketball on the right-hand side. She gives it up to Koepke. Koepke comes back left side, Rogge. Rogge to Berry. Berry with the basketball. Grace Berry, right side. Cockerell. Cockerell, too strong with a lay-in attempt. Loose basketball. It's tipped and taken away by Harmson. Harmson gives it up Van Manen. Van Manen to Feenstra. Feenstra, lay-in, good. Erica Feenstra with a two-point basket. She's got 19. Defenders trail by one, 86-85. With it out front, Berry. Berry guarded by Van Manen. Floats it back out. Three, Koepke. Missed everything. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball. Van Manen gets it in to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a basketball across half court. Over to Van Manen. Van Manen with it. Van Manen back up Harmson. Harmson cross-court pass. Tipped. It's taken away by Koepke. Koepke driving in, missed the layup. It's taken back by Cockerell. Shot blocked by Van Manen. And this time they will call the foul on Van Manen. Jordan Van Manen whistled for her second personal foul. Free throws on the way for Taylor Cockerell. She is 1-for-2 tonight. So free throws on the way for Cockerell. Cockerell with 14. Misses that one. And it stays at 86-85. Second free throw on the way for Cockerell. Is up, and that one's off the heel, no good. Dort College basketball, a chance to regain the lead again. Right side it goes, Van Manen. Van Manen sidesteps the defensive player, lays it up, no good, too strong. Comes back over to Harmson. Harmson, three ball, no good, off the heel. And hits the support band above the basket here at Walls Arena. Harmson is out. Tetzloff is in. So Concordia with a chance to build on the one-point lead with 3:14 remaining. Comes back left side. Rogge. Ball tip taken back by Tetzloff. Tetzloff driving. Comes to a stop. Has it stripped. And stepping on the end line out of bounds will be Cockerell as she tried to save it in. It'll be Dort basketball. 3 minutes left to go in this one. Dort has not led in the second half. Throwing the ball in is Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the corner, Bausma. Bausma, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound taken back by Berry. Berry with it in the backcourt. Both teams are in the bonus. Berry will bring it up. So Berry across the timeline. Berry comes back to the top of the key. Gives it to Rogge. Rogge looking down low. They go to Pauly. Riley Pauly on the free throw line. This is Rogge. Rogge. Kick out. Right corner. Koepke. Koepke. Berry. Berry. Ball is stripped by Van Manen. Jump ball. Alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. It'll be Dort basketball. The conference at the scorer's table on whose ball it should be on this jump ball. The light is indicating Dort basketball.
We know that.
And we get right back to where we knew what we knew. It was Dort basketball. I was quite certain on that one as well. 2:26 left to go in the fourth quarter. Dort down a point. 86-85, Dort basketball. Now the possession arrow is Concordia's. Van Manen goes right side. They get it to Harmson. Harmson, Rinesmith. Rinesmith out front. Back to Harmson. Peyton looking down low. Reverses Annie. Annie driving in with the left hand. High off of the rim. No good. Rebound down on the ground. It's loose, and we're going to have another tie-up. Five bodies hit the floor. It'll be Concordia basketball after the tie-up. 2:03 remaining. Buckets getting hard to come by now. Very physical in the half court. Defenders down 86-85, Concordia basketball. Grace Berry will bring it up, 2 minutes remaining. So, very quickly, Dort College, the reset. They get the shot. They'll get it back on a jump ball. Shot blocked. Pauly comes up with it. Kick out pass. Comes back to Berry. Berry, 12 to shoot. Berry, 17-foot off balance. Shot no good. Rebound Pauly. Pauly, shot no good. Rebound Rogge. And now a jump ball called. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball. Boy, Jordan Van Manen is not afraid of anything right now. She reached in and tied that rebound up. It's Dort basketball. Throwing it in, it's Van Manen. Van Manen to Rinesmith. Annie into the front court. Annie Rinesmith with the basketball. Dort College in hostile territory, down by one. Harmson back to Van Manen. Rinesmith. Rinesmith feeds it for Feenstra, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It's Concordia basketball. 86-85. Concordia still with a one-point lead. Timeouts, Concordia has two, Dort has one. Both teams are in the bonus. Possession arrow points Concordia's way right now. Shot clock is at 25 as Berry takes it across half court. 1:13 left to go in regulation. These two teams played a double overtime classic earlier this season. Missed shot by Cockrell on the backdoor cut. 15 to shoot. They throw it into the right corner, Rogge. Rogge, floater, baseline, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Concordia. They'll put up a three, ill-advised three, no good. Rebound Dort, Rinesmith over Bausma. Bausma puts it up, block, gets it back. Loose basketball, Concordia, and now Van Manen runs into Taylor Cockrell. And Cockrell will walk the other way and shoot free throws. The foul called on Van Manen. For Jordan Van Manen, that is number two. Free throws on the way. Free throws on the way for the Concordia Bulldogs. And Taylor Cockrell, who is 1-for-4 here in the second half from charity stripe. First free throw on the way for Cockrell is up and good. Cockrell gives Concordia a two-point lead, 87-85, 45 seconds remaining. A second free throw on the way for Cockrell. This one's up and good as well, so Cockrell makes both free throws. It's 88-85, Concordia up by three. Timeout on the floor, charged to Concordia. Dort will have it length of the floor in front of them when we resume play right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Dort College Basketball, Concordia half-court defense, up by three are the Bulldogs. Ryan Smith feeds it underneath. Feenster, easy two. It's a one-point ball game, 88-87. 88-87, a two-point bucket for Feenstra. 8 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Concordia with the basketball out front. With it is Barry. It's a one-point ball game. Concordia leading. Barry with the basketball, 14 to shoot. Now 12, she's guarded by Van Manen. Over in front of the Concordia bench, they have one timeout remaining. With the basketball, Barry. Barry, they hedge the screen. She drives with the left hand, kicks it off. Right-handed baseline jumper is good for Koepke. Koepke with a two-point bucket. It's 90-87, 7 seconds left. Dort College will call a timeout. Defenders race up the floor. We have a timeout. Timeout charged to the defenders. Dort needs a three to tie it with 6.5 seconds remaining in regulation. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. You're listening to KDCR. Erica Feenstra moments ago got Dort College back to within one at 87-88-87. Concordia ran their offense to perfection. Barry ran the clock down, was able to get into the lane, and then dumped it off to a cutting Mackenzie Koepke. Koepke with 10 points today, 7 of them in the second half. And her team leads it now 90-87, and Dort needs a three to tie it. Both teams are in the bonus. Concordia has a timeout. Dort College does not. Concordia has the possession arrow. Van Manen will inbound the basketball in front of the Concordia bench. In front of the Dort bench. Van Manen will throw it. Van Manen looking. Gets it into Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith puts it up. And was she inside the three-point ring? She was not. It'll be a three-point foul attempt. Now they're asking. Oh boy! Well, this is gonna draw the ire now of Bill Harmson. He's gonna ask for an explanation. The official closest to the call stuck his three fingers in the air, indicating three free throws immediately, and he was overruled. So Ryan Smith will shoot two free throws. There's 5.4 seconds remaining. Ryan Smith got fouled. First free throw by Annie is good. She's got another one coming. I did not see where her feet were. I just saw the official close to the play initially indicate three free throws. A second free throw on the way now for Ryan Smith to try and make it a one-point game. She misses it. Rebound Feenstra. Feenstra shot no good. Feenstra down on the ground, tried to put it up. Here's Harmson. Harmson shot at the buzzer. And the battle ends with Dort College trying to tie it, and there was not going to be a foul called in the final 4 seconds. And the Concordia Bulldogs hang on for the win, 90-88. Concordia hangs on to win at home. On a melee underneath the hoop, Dort had a chance, had a couple of them, but there was not going to be a foul called on the putback attempts, and the Concordia Bulldogs survive it, 90-88. Dort College drops their seventh game of the conference season, while Concordia improves to 15-2. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with a recap of tonight's contest and the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. While it wasn't a double overtime classic like the first time these two teams met, But it was a physical classic, and the Dort defenders end up on the short end of today's contest by a final score of 90-88. Defenders never led in the second half. Dort College was able to rally. They had several opportunities to take the lead in the second half, but were unable to do so. And the Concordia Bulldogs hang on to win as Dort had a two-shot foul situation with 5 seconds remaining. They had no timeouts left. Annie Rinesmith made the first, missed the second intentionally. Dort got the offensive rebound. A lot of contact underneath the basket. Erica Feenstra's first putback attempt was no good. She ended up with the ball on her knees and tried to get it out as well. Harmson, I believe that was Peyton Harmson, had a shot in the lane as well. That wouldn't drop. And the defenders fall by a final of 90-88. 90-88, our final. I have not seen the statistics yet for this one. Try one more time to see if it is synced up. It is not. So we will wait, and we'll take another break. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Back with more right after this. Here are your numbers from tonight's contest. Dort College, 28 of 63 from the floor, 44%. Concordia, 35 for 92. They got 92 shots up. Dort College, 6 of 20 on three-pointers. Concordia, 7 of 28. Dort College, 26 of 32 on free throws. Concordia, 13 for 16. Rebounds, Concordia. Dort out-rebounds Concordia 48-44. Turnovers, Dort cut their turnovers down in the second half to 11. End up with 31. Concordia turned it over 10 times. And the defenders end up on the short end of a 90-88 decision. Defenders led by Erica Feenstra's 21, Annie Rinesmith with 14, Jordan Vedmanen off of the bench with 10 for Concordia. Philly Lammers ended up with 20, and Coach Bill Harmson has made his way out of the locker room, and we'll get to more of the numbers in a moment. But Coach Harmson, I always say on the road, especially late in the season, when you're playing good teams, conference leaders, you need to be about 5 or 6 points better than the opponent to just take any 50-50 call out of effect. This evening, too many turnovers, and you couldn't be 5 or 6 points better than Concordia. You were battling just to stay even.
We were. In the first quarter and half of the second quarter, I thought that was some of the best team basketball we played this year. I thought we moved the ball really well against our pressure, but more importantly, I thought we defended really well in that first half against a highly potent team. Once we got to the third quarter, Mike, that first half, the last 4 minutes of the first half, they went on like a 13-1 run, and all those steals, all of our turnovers took place about 20 feet from our basket. And, that's just something that we have to get better at, I think, in the off season at this point. But I told the girls at halftime, I'm really glad that they had their run right at the end of the first half, so we could come into the locker room for 15 minutes and get Concordia off the floor for 15 minutes so we can reboot it starting at 0-0 in the second half. So the turnovers against Concordia, it's not like it's rare that they get 20 steals or whatever and force 30 turnovers. I'm looking at it from a different angle going, yep, we gave it up that many times, but man, we're right there again. And so I agree with you, Mike. We got to cut those down, but I saw a lot of real positives here again tonight.
Second half, you got down 10, and it felt like it was in that third quarter, you were at a crossroads, and you were able to get it down to 10, from 10 down to 5 or 6. How important was it to just stay within striking distance of this team?
That was everything. And, we burned a lot of timeouts tonight just to stop momentum. In that third quarter, the big difference, they had 10 offense rebounds in that third quarter. And we didn't do a very good job of guard rebounding in that third quarter, which gave Concordia, how many shots did they have on the night?
92.
92 shots on the night. And that's a season high, I think, for us, given that many shots up. And when you give up that many offensive rebounds consecutively in possessions, great teams are going to score against you. And we allowed them to do that. So I thought towards the end of the third quarter and the fourth quarter, we did a much better job of rebounding.
In the fourth quarter, from about the four-minute mark to the minute 30, neither team could score. Half-court defense was very physical, very strong, and you just couldn't get that bucket that would have given you the lead.
No, and we had good shots at it, too. We had a couple turnovers underneath the basket on fast breaks. We had a post-up where we got a ball reversal. We got exactly what we wanted, and a good entry pass into the post, and we didn't go get it. So we had some things down the end of the game, you know, just silly turnovers. And I thought our girls, you know, once it got towards the end of the game, we started going away a little bit of what we wanted, where we had success, which was getting the ball up the floor and scoring layups. Once we got back to that, I think Erica got one, and then all of a sudden Jordan Van Manen got into the rim a couple times. Then things changed for us again. So I can't remember, Mike, until that last basket that Concordia scored, but it had to have been a 3 or 4 minute stretch for both teams where just nothing really happened offensively.
It was stuck at a 1 point difference. Annie Rinesmith shooting two free throws late. She makes the first. I'm assuming the second was an intentional miss to try and give yourself an opportunity at a tap in or a second chance shot.
Yep, it was. And she, we finished practice with that. You know, we'll make free throws, and then the last one, get used to what side you're going to miss it on. So I asked her what side, and I think I confused her a minute, but she missed it well. And Erica gets the board. Kenzie was right there to get Erica a shot. I think Erica had two attempts at it, and get Peyton an attempt at it, falling down. You know, I'm just happy with the way they executed that. We've had a lot of growth over the course of the year, Mike, and obviously we're not big believers in a good loss, but we played well tonight, and we're hoping to carry this forward into Doan on Saturday.
Doan on Saturday, and the next five games, we can't overstate how important they are, but these five games going down the stretch, trying to stay in that top four in the league, it's going to be decided over the next two and a half weeks.
And there's some desperate teams in there too, Mike. And so desperate teams are going to play a little bit harder. You know, when you get the Midlands and the Briarcliffs and the Jamestowns and the Doans, those are desperate teams. So we got to make sure that we come out and get the same type of effort. That first quarter was some of the best ball I've seen us play. And so we got to come out with that same effort for four quarters and stay tuned in and connected together. And it'll be really fun to watch us play over these last five games.
I said it wasn't a double overtime thriller, but this one was pretty good, and would have loved to have snuck out of here with a win. But 90-88, we take loss. We head home and see what happens over the next two and a half weeks.
Head home, heal up a little bit. We've got some sick kids. Heal up a little bit and get after Doan on Saturday.
That's Bill Harmson, the Dort College women's basketball coach. Thanks for coming by.
All right, thanks, Mike.
That's Bill Harmson, and let's take a look at those numbers now. We gave you the team totals, and we highlighted the individuals for both teams, but let's take a closer look now. For Dort, Erica Feenstra, 21 points on 8 of 13 shooting, 5 for 6 from the free throw line. I like that, and she had 10 rebounds. Kenzie Bausma, 6 points. Sienna Stamnis had 6. 4 each for Evie Pruitt and Bailey Tetzloff. 9 for Peyton Harmson, 3 for 8 from the three-point line. Mari Smitsdorf, 7, including 5 of 5 from the free throw line. Jordan Van Manen, 10 points, 4 for 5 from the floor for the freshman, 2 for 2 on free throws. 14 points for Annie Rinesmith, 4 for 8 from the floor, 6 for 8 on free throws, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists for the floor general. And Rachel Evavold, plagued by foul trouble in the second half, 7 points and 5 rebounds to go with 4 assists before she fouled out. For the Concordia Bulldogs tonight, 20 points for Philly Lammers, 7 of 13 from the floor, 6 for 6 on free throws, 15 for Grace Berry, she was 7 of 21 from the field. 10 points for Quinn Rogge, 10 points for Mackenzie Koepke. Rogge had 6 rebounds, Koepke had 5 and she fouled out. Taylor Cockerell, 17 points on 5 of 20 shooting from the floor, 4 for 6 on free throws. She was 3 of 8 on free throws, so she was 2 of 12 on 2-point shots. She also had 4 assists. Concordia improves to 15-2, 23-2 overall. Dort slips to 10-7 and 17-8 in the ultra competitive Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are now 10-7, and they fall into a virtual tie with Morningside. Well, they do tie Morningside now. Morningside was victorious this evening as well, so they're back to tie with the Mustangs. Here are the GPAC scores from the conference. Morningside over Midland, 78-67. Midland falls to 8-10. Concordia improved to 15-2 this evening. They're atop the league. Mount Marty defeats Briar Cliff 69-60. Mount Marty is now 6-12. Briar Cliff is 7-10. Dakota Wesleyan Idle, Northwestern Idle, they're both 14-3. Dort and Morningside are tied for fourth at 10-7. Hastings is lurking one game back at 9-8. Midland is 8-10. Briar Cliff is 7-10. Jamestown is 6-10. Mount Marty is 6-12. Doan is 2-15. College of St. Mary is 1-15. We'll be back with the Dort College Defender Player of the Game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. It is time now for the Sioux Center Health Defender Player of the Game. Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person and every encounter. For the defenders today, the player of the game, going with Erica Feenstra. 21 points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist, 8 of 13 from the floor. Strong consideration this evening as well for Annie Rinesmith, 14 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. And Jordan Vidmanen provided a spark off of the bench with 10 points and 4 rebounds. But tonight I go with the sophomore from Hull, Erica Feenstra, 21 points and 10 rebounds. Let's take a break and be back with the men's contest right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. KDCR.